Podcast.
Hey, I'll call your soul.
What's up, bitches? Spire here with Horrorcore Podcast back once again. I believe this is episode 12. It's going to be a quick hitting episode. Just talk about a couple of things real quick since I haven't done any research for the movies of 1979. So that one's still got a little while before it comes out. I did try to put together an episode about a week ago. Went over to a good friend's house and we watched a remake of Mother's Day. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to get any of my microphones to work, so that was a no-go. So a little bit later this episode, I'll talk about that new Mother's Day movie. Also going to try to get my kids together. I recently let them watch the movie Insidious, so try to get them together and see if they want to talk about that movie. A little bit of backstory on me, because I want to share a story with you guys. Now, I quit drinking at the beginning of the year. Had a pretty bad incident. Went out to the bar with a wife and a bunch of friends and did something really stupid to someone I care a lot about. And then I also, I was drunk out of my mind. I don't remember shit from the night, but apparently I picked a fight with a Marine who was 6'5", about 260 pounds, someone we knew. So I got beat up pretty bad that night and did something really stupid to someone I really care about. So, long story short, I quit drinking. I am a self-employed painter, own my own business, work for myself, by myself. I have 4 kids and a wife. It tends to get really stressful. And I used to drink a lot to kind of relieve stress. So, I quit drinking the wet. It's been 5 months, roughly. So, in order to relieve stress, I started smoking weed again. Now, I used to smoke a lot of weed when I was younger. So, I started smoking weed again. Enjoy it, of course. And it had been years since I smoked weed. I had quit smoking weed for a while. So, here's a story. Started smoking weed again. Smoked maybe once or twice. And then I went to work. And it was going to be a job. Homeowner was gone to Florida for the week. House was going to be empty. I had the garage door opener to get into the house. So I figured, fuck, make the day go by a little better if I'm a little stoned when I go to work. So in the customer's driveway, I puffed on a joint before work. Started feeling buzzed, open up the garage door, go to walk into the service door to the house. Little did I know, over the weekend, the homeowner's son had come by to get something and then had reset the alarm. So I opened the door, and then just out of nowhere, just loud-ass fucking alarms. Bam, 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 bam. So I, you know, freaked out, fucking screamed like Homer. Had to call the homeowner down in Florida, let him know, you know, what was going on. So he hurried up and called the security company, had them cancel, because they had already called and sent the police over to the over to the house, so they had to call and cancel all that. But yeah, that was kind of fucked up. Figured I'd share that story with you. But yeah, like I said, I'm not a fucking, you know, I'm not a super stoner. I don't wake and bake and get high all day every day, but it is something that I've started to partake in recently. And in all honesty, I can attribute that to Joe Rogan. I don't know if everybody out there is familiar with Joe Rogan, but he's a stand-up comedian that was on the TV show News Radio, and he was also the host of Fear Factor, and he also does the commentary for the UFC. Just a great guy. He has a podcast over at the JoeRoganExperience.net, and it's just fucking amazing. This guy, I mean, everyone thinks of him as the guy that does Fear Factor and UFC, but this guy is fucking brilliant, man. It's just great to listen to. He opens your eyes to so many different things. He's a bit of a conspiracy theorist, but there's so much truth in what he says. And the guy is a super duper fucking pro marijuana advocate. I've been listening to his episodes left and right, and I guess he kind of, you know, as much good as he talked about it, got me kind of wondering again, because it had been years since I had smoked, so I started smoking weed again. And yeah, and up here in Michigan, it's actually medicinal marijuana is legal, so something that I'm probably going to be looking into getting my card. But yeah. I don't know, there's a lot of bad stereotypes about pot smokers, but I'm a functioning adult that runs his own business and takes care of the kids, and I don't know, man, it's a nice stress relief. And it's so much better for you than drinking and smoking cigarettes. That's just fucking death right there. But anyways, yeah, enough of my ranting about that shit. Let's go ahead and get into the kids talking about Insidious. Alright, let me touch on a couple things here that I seem to keep forgetting. First and foremost being the short film Worm. Now, this was an interview I did back, boy, I think it was episode 2 or 3 maybe, where I interviewed Zach Green, the producer of the movie. I'm friends with Zach on Facebook, and he sent me a copy of the movie that we primarily discussing that interview called Worm. I got it a while back, to be honest with you. I always forget to talk about it when I record these goddamn things. But I was pleasantly surprised. Now, I, in all honesty, I expected the movie or the short to be just, you know, amateur shit. But it was good. It was really fucking good. It was well acted. I'm not sure the guy's name. I'm friends with him on Facebook, but you know, I don't remember his fucking name, that played the teacher. And he was really fucking good. Now, it's a short film that basically follows a teacher at a high school. You can hear his thoughts. That's primarily most of the dialogue is his thoughts. And he's just disgusted with his job. He hates his job. He's disgusted by the students that he teaches. And he just slowly starts to, you know, lose it. And it's a very, very, very well put together short. I'm not sure how you would get a copy of it. If you find me on Facebook and you look at my friends list, it's Zach Green. Or you can just search for him on Facebook. Z-A-C-H, Zach Green. So definitely check that out. Inquire about that. And, you know, let me talk to Zach. If you email me, I might be able to turn it into a format that I can email to somebody to watch if you're that interested. You know, granted, I get permission from Zach to do so. So definitely check that out. Also, my March Madness of Horror. Now, I caught a lot of shit after my last episode because I forgot to announce the winner of that. Here it is, middle of May, and I still haven't announced the winner. Well, the winner, now, if you remember, it was down to Friday the 13th versus Halloween. And, I know a lot of you won't be surprised. I mean, honestly, did anyone see it going any other way than, you know, the winner? We're sitting here with three of my four children. Let's start with you. I want you guys to say your name and your age. Start right here.
Dominic, 9.
Nolan, 5.
Damien, 10.
All right. So, we are missing James, who is also 10. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to let you guys talk about Insidious. Now, I let you guys watch Insidious, right?
Yeah.
What did you guys think about it?
It was good.
Awesome.
What'd you like about it?
Just like how the house was haunted and all the demons and how... And
but
the,
it wasn't the house that was haunted,
it was
the
boy.
Yeah.
And then how it was haunted.
And when the dude's crawling on the wall.
Yeah, did you like that part?
Mm-hmm.
Did that scare you? Now, Nolan, you were the most scared out of it, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was the most scariest part about it?
Most of it.
Most of it? Mm-hmm. Just most of it in general?
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What did you think was the scariest part of it?
When the red and black dude was standing behind the dad.
Mm.
Same part here.
Yeah? What did you guys think about the old hag?
She was creepy too.
Ugly.
Ugly?
Creepy.
Do you guys like the ending of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The part that made me jump the most is when he busted out of the closet.
When he busted out of the closet?
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Oh, that was funny? Mm-hmm. You didn't think that part was scary?
Mm-mm, it was funny.
What else about the movie do you guys like?
The weird thing was how, like, the kid and the guy with the red and black on his face were listening to that song.
What song? Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
Yeah.
They both were listening to that song.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
That sounds awesome though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the part when he was in that dream and he was helping his son. And then the son told the dad that he was watching you. And like he stuck his tongue out and he was just on the glass and staring at the dad.
Was that a cool part?
That's weird.
The cool part is when the dad was coming up in the hallway and he's fighting that guy with the long black hair.
Yeah.
Kicked him in.
Oh. Mhm. Mhm.
Now, is this a movie that you guys would want to watch again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Even you, Nolan, you want to watch it again? Was that movie, was Insidious better or worse than Silver Bullet?
Better.
Was Insidious better or worse than Drag Me to Hell?
Worse.
Better.
Yeah, you like Drag Me to Hell more?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Nolan? Which one did you like more, Drag Me to Hell or Insidious?
Insidious.
Oh, you don't really? All right. Well, that will be it. Thank you, boys. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mother's Day. I'm not sure if this is even out to the public yet. I found it on one of my sites, so I downloaded it. And, of course, you know, I remember the original. I think 1981 was when the original came out. And it was one of the very first trauma films. Now, from the first time I watched it, I'm remembering. it was basically a rape revenge type movie for a mother, and I think she had two sons in the movie. Maybe three, but I think it was two. They kidnap three women, I believe it is. Keep them prisoner, keep them captive, and the sons just rape them. Kind of repeatedly rape them and make them do shit. And I believe the whole story was, it was a third son, or maybe the father of the kids was some wild man off in the fucking wilderness somewhere. No, they talked about him. You never saw him, but they would talk about him, how crazy he was and shit. And I think the three women got together some plan to break out. And I think the movie ended with the dude jumping out of the wilderness and shit. I liked it after I first saw it, but I think I recently went back and tried to watch it. I got maybe 5 minutes into it before I shut it off, because it was just, one of them type of movies. So they went ahead and remade it. And like I said, I'm not sure if that's even out yet, but I watched it because I just got it like that, But it's Rebecca De Mornay starring as the mother, that crazy bitch from the Hand That Rocked the Cradle. But she's still looking pretty good for her fucking age, man. But basically, the basic plot behind this movie is a couple buys a house. And I think they're in there for a couple weeks when these three guys break into it. One of them shot in the stomach because it used to be their mother's house, so they think their mother still lives there. When they break in, the couple that lives there is having a big-ass party. So, boom. Guys with guns, one of them shot. A group of full of fucking partying people, so hostages, they get their mom over there. And it's basically, it's an intense fucking movie. Now granted, I was high when I watched it, so it might have gotten to me a little more than it would if I was sober. But it was a fucking intense movie, man. And it's not super graphic. It's more plot building, more suspense, like I said, it's fucking intense. It's not all rapey like the original. Rapey, I like that word. It's not all rapey like the original. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's any nudity in it. And there's not massive amounts of gore, but it's a good flick, man. It's definitely one I would suggest you watch. It kind of has a digital feel to it, but it doesn't. Like, some of these newer horror movies you can tell are shot on a straight digital camera. And like I said before, I can't get into those fucking movies. I don't know what it is about those movies, but I just don't feel it, man. But this one, it kind of has a digital feel, so at first I was a little turned off. But like I said, I brought it over to my friend's house to watch it with him, so I was in it. And, started getting into it, and it's a good fucking flick, man. I'm not going to give away anything about it, because it's one that I want people to watch. So if you have the means to find it and download it, I believe, I got it off of BT Junkie. I'm not sure how many people are familiar with that, but it's a torrent website. That's where I got it. It's readily available there. I'm so far out of the loop when it comes to video stores, and like, I don't do Netflix. It might be available on Netflix, I don't fucking know. But definitely, people get out there and find this movie, watch it. It's a good fucking watch. That's going to be it for now. Excuse me. So, join me next time. Next time I will cover the movies of 1979. Like I said, today's a lazy day, so I think I'm going to start taking my notes, doing my research, getting that show together, try to get that put out for you guys next week. So stay tuned for that, and let me know what you guys think about the clip of my kids. Let me know if it's something you guys like, because, I'm always letting them watch horror movies. They're starting to get into horror movies pretty big time now. We've already let him watch Drag Me to Hell. We let him watch Silver Bullet. And recently Insidious. So I'm going to let them talk about Insidious. Let me know what you guys think about that shit. As always, you can email me at horrorcorebart@yahoo.com. You can leave voicemails, 269-823-9037. And find me on Facebook, HorrorCoreBart on Facebook. Till then, till next time, remember, everybody,
talk hard.
So I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, dialing, and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on B. One steering wheel plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. Chrome is shining, passing all the cars on the way. Moving like the wind, back wheel spin, popping a cassette and push play. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, yeah, y'all, I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali, shaking them. They never before hung. Living in a place on sunset, it's a trip where the AC's cold, but the girl still strip. The wedding skip, but this girl kept dancing, prancing, grinding, grinning, romancing. I asked her to move on so we could hit the hay. I wanna do this, Brutus, but I don't wanna pay. Rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I was fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. And I ran away with a bottle of wine.